This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Donnie Baker on rubbers, plus Josh at the movies, a dog delivering groceries, and April Fools. You'll hear all that coming up next.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast?
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Hey, man, it's Donnie Baker. You know, now that the snow's finally melted and you can see all the beer cans in your yard and the bongs you had to toss out the window that time the cops came because your dumbass neighbor called in a noise complaint. Uh-huh. And for your information, Mitchell, you're supposed to play it loud. That's why they call it Slayers.
Oh.
Anyways, man, it's time to start thinking about spring cleaning. I swear to God it is. So here's a few tips to help you get through it faster.
All right.
First thing you want to do, man, is get rid of the clutter. So go to the bank and ask for a few of them paper sleeves they use to roll quarters. Mm-hmm. They look like Amish rubbers.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, man, they'll give them to you free. They have to give them to you free. It's state law. But the best part is you can use them to store all your stepmom's pasties that are laying around everywhere, fellas. I'm sick of picking them up off the coffee table. Tip number two, man, it's so easy to be intimidated by your closets, but instead of wasting a lot of time trying to organize them, here's a simple ideal. Close a damn door, same way you would a glove box.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and check your fridge and cupboard for any expired foods. I mean, this is just simple common sense, man, because if you find any, you better eat them fast. I swear to God you should. And for them hard-to-reach places that should be cleaned, you know, like a bathtub, all you need is a dust rag, some duct tape, and a cat. I swear to God it works. You also need to clean windows. Everybody hates cleaning windows.
Yeah.
Here's the easiest way to do it. Have you ever noticed a window with a shiny spot where maybe some stupid bird smacked into it?
Yeah.
Well, make that stupidity work for you. Get a bird feeder and hang it on the inside of your window.
Oh.
And just move it around every other day, and by the end of the week, your window should be pretty clean.
Nice and shiny.
And be sure to tune in tomorrow when I give tips on the easiest way to dispose of dead birds.
Oh.
I gotta go.
All right.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And Christy Lee is in her own. It's the performance room. Ordinarily, the bands work out of there, but right now it's just Christy.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, Josh, describe it for those that can't see it. It's a big window. And
yeah, it looks like one of those giant aquariums where it just has one fish in it.
A little tiny angel fish.
But all that room to grow.
Yes.
Okay. And officially,
oh, I'm growing, just like everyone else.
Impatient?
No. We can't stop eating at my house.
Oh,
you have this thing going on?
That's true, but I think there's the eating offset by all the walking, I hope.
I don't think we're walking that much.
Walking to the refrigerator.
Right.
Yeah. I know I can work off my dinner last night if I walk to Canada.
Yeah. Oh, would you have?
Had a good one, huh? Yeah.
Nice comfort food? Some pasta, maybe?
It's delicious. Really good. What did I have last night?
Spaghetti?
I've been having that a lot.
Us too. Yeah. Hard to find these days.
It is hard to find.
What, spaghetti sauce?
Oh, yeah, a lot of the noodles, pasta. A lot of the sauce.
Pastas, that sort of stuff.
I always have, way before this started, I always have like 10 or 15 packs of spaghetti.
Yeah, good.
Because I don't shop logically. I don't take notes. I just go and buy.
Yeah, why not?
Which is kind of a sore point among someone else in my household.
It's fine with spaghetti, bad with milk.
But yeah, don't you, when you get to the cashier, you arrange things the way you want them bagged?
Of course.
Yes.
So you shop willy-nilly, but then you... Boy,
of course.
Remind me not to ever be behind you at the grocery store.
No, it's just logical. You just put the stuff that's going to be heavier. Never mind. The point is...
Well, you leave that to the technician.
No.
You let them do their job.
No. I leave it to myself.
They're good people.
We have the... Can you get that for me?
Yeah?
Oh, careful.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, God.
How's it going, Donnie, in quarantine?
Not bad. I heard Christie's behind the glass.
Yeah. I am.
Now you guys get to see what she looked like as she worked Red Light District in Amsterdam.
That's right.
Should I climb up on the table? Is that what you're asking?
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's known as the Danny Thomas.
Oh.
Hand out BOGO coupons for me and Chick later.
Uh-huh, right.
Well, it's day number what the hell ever under quarantine.
Yeah.
So get this, guys. Yesterday a package arrives here at the compound. I was hoping it was the Mountain Dew Funyuns and Velvet that I'd ordered.
Right.
But turns out, it was rubbers I got in bulk off Amazon not 2 months ago.
Hmm.
Yeah, like I need those now.
Yeah.
Now, anyways, I must have hit the wrong button when I ordered because I got 20 12-packs, and it turns out they're all lambskin.
Oh.
Hmm.
I swear to God. Says it right here on the box. It's big letters. Lambskin condoms.
Yeah, for those with an allergy to...
Latex.
That's what that's
for. Whose stupid idea was this, and why would they make them anyway? Since when did the Amish move in on a rubber market? And think about this. Me and Todd Boner's talking. How did they decide on lambskin anyways? Like, how many other different skins did they try before settling on lamb?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I bet the guy who probably thought this first probably started with some sort of snake skin.
Probably.
Well, think about it. It's more of a natural fit than lamb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, she'd know you're done when it started to rattle.
Okay, yeah. So naturally ribbed.
Got a little tip there.
Lamb skin rubber. What chick let the inventor of these try them out on her? You know? Like her husband comes in one night back in the 1800s, medieval times, waddles in from the barn with a goat gizzard wrapped around his hog. Hey, Maud, let's see if this works. I'm assuming they probably tried all the skins for figuring lambs were good, but it's like this. If I wanted to stuff my stuff into a lamb, I'd just go ask my disowned cousin Lester about how to go doing such a thing.
Because
according to my grandmother once removed, Lester knows more about being inside lambs than probably anybody
else. Okay. All right.
Hey, Ace, can you hang up the phone?
Foreskin and 4-H.
Just click the button off there.
Sheep.
Thanks very much.
We need to.
I see, something. Sometimes Donnie's logic is really solid, though.
What? What? I mean,
what are you talking about?
I'm sure there's a history of the condom and...
Yeah, why lambskin?
Yeah,
right.
They probably tried everything.
Probably.
Has anybody seen the cat?
Didn't they used to use...
I don't want a 15th kid.
Didn't they used to use
one ways to skin one, by the way.
Oranges or lemons as diaphragms back in the day?
Oranges and lemons.
Yeah, I think they did.
Stingy citrus.
Yeah.
Well, if you didn't have any sort of lesion, it would be comfortable.
I don't know, you think?
Now, if you have a lesion, it's got to sting.
Hey, man, you have the slightest cut in your mouth. You drink some orange juice, you feel it. It's like being set on fire.
Sure.
I can't imagine a poor woman.
I'm sure there's a very unfortunate history of primitive birth control devices.
We don't want to delve into.
Yes, many of which probably proved fatal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
On a lighter note, yesterday we did some grooming at the house. The girls dyed their hair. Ava is now purple, and now
your girls,
blue.
Do you mind if I ask how old your girls are?
My youngest is 17, and my oldest is 21.
Mm-hmm. And so, they're both naturally
blondish.
Blondish
brown.
You'll be a woman.
But Ava had dyed her hair. She had bleached it blonde.
I love you so fine. You're never a man.
So it was really purple. Her hair's really purple.
You showed me photos. They look great.
Yeah. And then Sophie only did hers from like the ear down. So it's kind of like an ombre thing. It's blue.
Now, is the oldest using that on her cam?
Hey, stop it.
The webcam, yeah.
Editor's note, I'd like to remind anyone just joining us, Chick's been drinking alcohol since 6 a.m.
So and I know that this is not an important thing for you men, but for women out there, the nail salons all have closed. And there are a lot of us who are a dip or a gel manicure person, and it's very hard to get them off.
Yes.
I spent 2 hours yesterday.
I don't understand. What's a dip manicure?
It's a powdery type manicure that you get, but it hardens and it lasts for weeks.
Like diamonds.
And it's really hard to get off. I cut my nails, Tom, because you were telling me that was getting to be long and it was a bad thing because the germs get up in there.
I did read somewhere that, as I said, my doctor said this particular thing, virus hates soap and water, but also they are urging people to trim their fingernails down.
Well, I almost cut my little finger off yesterday. I got a little close, but ladies, be patient. It will come off, but it will take a lot of time and a lot of perseverance.
Right. Well, I guess if you don't repaint your nails, you're going to have that gap where they start growing out, and similar to
that's why you have to take it off. Yeah.
Remember that guy who used to have that long pinky nail?
Oh, that's for snorting coke.
Yeah, for the cocaine. Remember that?
Sure.
Remember those days? Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Well, there are certain guitar players that do that, that grow out their nails so they can
Them as picks.
They can, yeah. They
James
can
Taylor.
Yeah.
I know a sculptor who has one long nail so that he can really make some fine.
Oh, that's cool.
I do. Yeah,
that's sculptor. Really cool. He's an amazing lines. Artist.
So is this the guy that you were posing for?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yes, it was called David 2020.
Yes. Yeah.
Kind of a
more clay was yelled a lot. Yeah.
Now I love this because now Josh gets to my punchline. I don't even have to shout out the punchline. Ever since the classic more chalk episode with the body lying at the bottom of the. Okay, thank you very much. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, Ace is also known for his great voice and his sparkling wit with the Ace Cosby joke of the day.
That joke's educational.
Yeah.
What do musicians call those extra notes they add at the end of songs to stretch them out?
Hmm.
Extension cords.
Well, that really was informational. Yeah.
Like the end of Freebird, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Well, you're not helping trying to explain it. I can tell you that.
All right. Now, we are worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on a bunch of great radio stations, and broadcasting during these special times on YouTube. So we're getting a lot of people listening and watching all over the world. Happy to be here. And today is April 1st. So,
yes.
Amateur, rabbit.
My least favorite day. Hey, that news story, is that true? Is it an April Fool? Hate April Fool's Day. And anybody who does an April Fool's joke about the coronavirus deserves to be shot.
Would you say that that's the thing you hate the most?
April Fool's Day.
I
think it is.
Yeah, I don't like broadcast because every story you do, someone goes, is that real? Is that real?
Have you ever seen the slasher film April Fool's Day?
I don't go to slasher films.
All these from the mid-80s, all these people go to a big party.
Yeah.
And they're slowly being killed off one by one.
All right.
And the girl's like, I can't believe this is happening. All my friends are being killed. And right at the end, she walks into a room, and they're all standing there, and they yell, April Fool's, and it ends.
Oh.
The movie ends.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I think I want to watch that, even though I know how it
yeah,
ends.
Thank you, Rosebud was the sled.
If you haven't seen April Fool's Day from the 80s, first off, you weren't going to.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Wouldn't
did it piss you off?
But yes.
But the fact that it's called April Fool's Day, wasn't that in your head the whole time?
It should have been. Well, because that's what they think at first. These are just pranks. These are and then
yeah.
It should have. Yes. Yeah.
Josh and I went to a movie, and I'll never forget this. Lights Out, was that it?
Yeah.
And at the end of the movie, Josh stands up, points a finger to the sky, and announces...
That was morally repugnant.
Louder than that. In a semi-half full, there were 30 people.
Did people cheer you?
No. I think they disagree with the message of that movie is morally repugnant.
Yeah, oh.
We have another request.
Okay.
Let's see. This comes to us from Philip.
Peter Frampton?
No, he wants... he has been watching the Netflix series The Crown.
Mm, yeah, good one.
And there's a scene in which apparently Jackie Kennedy is talking to the Queen.
That's right.
Yes. He goes, whenever I hear Jackie talking, all I can think of is Chick McGee doing his famous Jackie Kennedy impression.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and do a little
bit. Well, of course, Tom. That would
now, Mrs.
Love.
Kennedy, when you visited Buckingham Palace,
yes,
and
of course.
I believe you went to the, you also went to the Tower Bridge, the Tower of London, and you saw the royal jewels there.
Yes, I did. The crown jewels.
Yes, of
They're
course.
Actually used to be owned by the monarchy there.
Ah, right, right. Now, they were gold, were they?
Well, they were. There was a veneer, really.
Oh, for God's sake.
You
bitch. You know what I meant.
A light up a Salem. What was it, Salem or Newport? What
did I smoke? Something menthol.
Okay, now we have some happy stories in the news
to
get away from the corona for a while. We've got a couple of really happy dog stories.
Oh, good. Yeah.
A dog's been delivering groceries to a vulnerable resident in Manitou Springs, Colorado.
I'm already so happy.
Have you seen the video of this?
Manitou Springs. Yeah, Karen Eveleth trained her dog Sundance to help out her neighbor Renee Hellman, who has COPD. Sundance, or Sunny as they call her, fetches Hellman's grocery list every day and later takes the groceries over to Hellman's front door.
COPD is not a cop show in Colorado.
No.
Sorry, back to you.
Eveleth said Sunny has been doing deliveries for a few weeks and they intend to continue as long as they have to during this
in Colorado.
Pandemic.
Mm-hmm. I have COPD. Where should I move? I know where the air is thinnest.
Yes, Colorado. That or Colorado Springs. I'm not sure.
Clean air, maybe.
Except for the mountains.
I'm not sure she's necessarily at a high altitude.
I might go to Nepal on vacation.
St. Helen, maybe.
Yeah. Something about the roof of the world.
It's
I guess
a
you can
happy
see everything.
Story.
It is.
It's
Sunny.
About the dog, not about the lady with COPD, really.
Yeah. Well, not for much longer.
Hey!
That's such a sweet story.
It is very sweet.
None of my dogs could do this. They would immediately, whatever it would be, they would immediately dump the backpack off and start eating.
Yes! So does the dog tow a wagon or something?
No, it has a, I think it just takes the groceries over.
Like in a plastic bag or a bag?
Yeah.
But there's also there's also the wine dog?
Yeah, a Hagerstown, Maryland winery is delivering their wine with the help of a dog. The Stonehouse Urban Winery, owned by Lori Yada and Lori Dixon, offer curbside pickup during coronavirus. Instead of a person bringing wine out to customers, though, Yada's brindle boxer named Soda Pup carries bottles
soda,
of wine out
soda
to the curb.
Pup.
Oh, Pup. Soda Pup. Okay.
Yes.
Like the name.
Soda Pup is outfitted with a special backpack that can hold two bottles of wine at a time.
Aw.
The winery's four-legged employee is paid in treats.
Well, I would hope so.
There are a lot of dogs who like jobs that would do things
and
like this.
Unlike the, the Amazon guy doesn't take a pee on your car tire on the way down the driveway.
Well, not yet.
I would hope.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, sure.
Although, they're out there working hard. We appreciate that very much. If they want to pee on the wheel of my car on the driveway, feel free.
Man, these good dogs, good doggies.
Yeah.
I wonder if the dog rates the wines. Wouldn't that be great if a dog that pretentious? he uncork a bottle, the dog looks at you and kind of shakes his head. Really?
Yeah.
That swill.
Enjoy your cold duck.
You Philistine.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
We'll be right back.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.